In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Congressman Fred Upton is breaking from Republican Party leaders in Congress and is calling for the creation of a bipartisan commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol by supporters of President Trump.
We need the answers, not political rhetoric. That's what this bipartisan commission can provide for all of us, for our country. Let the truth shine in.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell pulled his support for the commission on Wednesday, saying it might hurt legal cases against those arrested. Spectrum Health Lakeland President and CEO Dr. Lauren Hamill says it's a bit of getting back to normal that masks are no longer required for those who have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
Now, there are a couple of cautions. There are still many workplaces that are indoors that are governed by, controlled by, if you will, MIOSHA regulations in the state of Michigan. And so it doesn't mean, you know, everywhere indoors you can rip your mask off. You know, it depends on where you work. It depends on what you do.
Berrien County Health Department Health Officer Nikki Britton says it'll be a bit longer before everything is up to date.
MIOSHA is still in the process of updating their regulations to align with current epidemic orders.
Britton adds there are now fewer than 20 new COVID cases per day in Berrien County.
We are going to have a blueberry festival this year in South Haven. We are so excited. We're so glad that we can bring at least something back to our community after a long year plus for everybody.
That's National Blueberry Festival Board Chairwoman Amy Jo Andrus making the announcement on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. The event this year will be on August 12th through the 15th in South Haven.
We're happy to bring back our pie eating contest. We're going to bring back the Alive 5K Run Walk. We're not going to have the main stage down at Waterfront, but we're going to have some alternative music ideas that we're hoping can come to fruition.
Andrew says they'll be looking for local musicians for smaller shows around the city. Van Buren Transit will operate a free shuttle from the Old Village Market parking lot on M140 to downtown. The city of Benton Harbor is under a boil water advisory. The city says it's due to a chemical feed interruption in the water treatment process and may result in bacterial contamination. It is important to filter and boil your water before consuming it to remove the risk for potential lead and bacterial contamination. It's okay to shower, do laundry, wash dishes, etc. Only boil water before consuming. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.